there you are. I was a bit worried that you might not return. Well, I'm glad that you decided to come back to see us. You're in luck. You're about to get the red carpet treatment from me, your friend, Mayor Diana Belfair. I'm going to give you a personal tour of my gorgeous little town of Sunken Harbor. Before we hit the Strawberry Festival, I want to show you some of the sights, some terrific hidden gems that so many folks overlook, like the Sunken Harbor Lighthouse, the Sunken Harbor Grist Mill, the Sunken Harbor What's that? You'd prefer to look around on your own for a while, at your own pace. Well, that's all right with me. Go on, wander around, take your own little personal tour. Just try not to get too lost, okay? You wouldn't want to miss the last train out of here tonight now, would you?
Can you describe that statue again for me, Mr. Hobney?
It was just like I told you, a statue of the Roman god Mercury.
Nah, that doesn't mean anything to me. How tall was it?
A little under a foot high, standing on a pedestal. I still have a photo of it here on my phone. Oh, where is that thing? Here. Wait, let me find it.
Oh, no. It's Cobra. Get invisible, everyone.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Damn smartphones only make me feel dumber.
Yeah, that looks like the one I found. It was damaged. The arm and the leg looked like they were broken off. And
that's too bad.
The figure wasn't on the base.
Hey, que pasa, amigos?
Hey, Cobra. It's a tad early for you to be in the bar, isn't it?
I ain't here to drink, Sheriff.
Oh, boy, here it comes.
Well, what's with you, Annie, sweetheart? I just wanted to drop by. You see how everyone was doing.
Spit it out. What do you want?
Hey. Down, girl. I'm just letting my friends and neighbors know I'm here to add value to my community.
Ugh.
Anyone here need fresh-cut firewood?
Cobra, winter time is over.
Yeah, but that's why you want to stockpile ahead of time. Let that wood get nice and dry for when the fall comes. Or maybe you want to build a nice big bonfire on the beach.
That's against the law, you know.
Oh, it is? And my prices, they're unbeatable. When you buy a bundle, you save a bundle. Come on, I'll work with you.
What's this all about? I thought your karate studio was...
Dojo, Sheriff. It's called a dojo.
Right. I thought your dojo was doing record business.
Yeah, but our boy here has been having a bad streak. At the track and in romance.
What are you talking about? You don't know nothing about nothing. It's more about my ex than anything. Her lousy lawyer says I owe her like 10 grand in unpaid alimony. Jeez Louise. She won't be happy till I'm turning over on a spit. Like, anyways, who needs some fresh firewood? I could also mow lawns, buff your car until you could see next year in the chrome. And I got these.
What the hell is that?
A commemorative New York Mets rainbow swirl Beanie Baby Bear. Mega, mega rare. I caught it in the market. I think I bought the entire world's population. I got a plastic bin full of them at the house. All mint in the bag, baby. I'll unload the whole lot for one amazing price. That way, I don't have to break up the collection. Who's interested? Do you know anyone who's interested?
Mr. Hobney, would you mind texting me that photo?
Well, why, Sheriff?
Don't worry about it. It will just help me with something I'm working on.
All right, I guess.
I also have this Andy Chavez bobblehead still in a box. Going once.
Oh, and Mr. Hobney, can you let me know if Simon requests any more of those sculptures?
He keeps leaving messages, but I've been avoiding him.
Why?
You saw him. Can you blame me?
That's not an answer.
He's very pushy and demanding. I feel like he's the kind of guy that'll take over in my life if I let him.
Can you believe it? I was going to ask you the same thing. The exact same words, only with a different emphasis. Can I help you?
I could tell you're quite the salesman.
I wouldn't say that. I'm here to help. Now, that nice girl over there told me that you're the owner.
Yep, that's me, Bill Nocelli, just like the name on a sign over there.
Hi, Bill. Name's Simon.
You look familiar. Have I seen you before?
I was away for a while, but now it's great to be back in town. Brutal winter we had, huh?
Yeah, someone also forgot to tell March in April that it was spring.
Well, I've been visiting farm stands up and down the fork, and the fact that our strawberry harvest has been sabotaged...
I've never seen it happen. Never. And I've been on this farm since I was 4 years old.
No sunken harbor strawberries. It's like Christmas without the presents. Unthinkable.
Yeah, it's a real knee to the grind for sure.
There's too much at stake, though. The town really relies on the strawberry festival. It brings much-needed business for our local farmers, and the festival is such a rich tradition.
Hey, you know, what are you going to do? We're all going to have to, very quietly, of course, ship in some strawberries from out of state, kind of like that one year with what happened with the pumpkin harvest. It was done on the hush. But most of the pumpkins that year sold on the local farms were brought in from Virginia. It's a dirty little secret, I guess.
Brought in? Brought? You mean bought?
Well, yeah.
As I've said, I've already been up and down the fork these last few days, and I've been able to solve the problem for many of our growers.
Solve the problem?
Well, it so happens a friend of 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 mine privately owns several large greenhouses upstate. He owes me quite a few favors, and I found out he actually has an overstock of ripe and delicious strawberries that nearly put ours to shame. Nearly.
Okay. I was waiting for this moment.
Moment?
Yeah, the big pitch. Who else has bought from you?
Zeringer's, Brighthorn Farms, Ferrante's, Kipp's, Golden Green, and everyone else down Route 25. You're my last call.
What's the offer?
Show me, and I'm serious, show me the rates of anyone out there in Virginia, Connecticut, Vermont, any of those farms. Show me their rates, and I'll undersell them by 50% or more.
What? Look, I'm sorry, but that don't make any sense. I mean, not any business sense, at least.
Look, I'm not in this for the money. I'll never have to worry about money for as long as I live.
Well, I wish I was you.
What do you say?
There's obviously a catch. I mean, come on, what is it?
If there was a catch, what do you think it would be?
Oh, hell if I should know. What's your name again?
I'm Simon.
Simon. Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now. Can I get back to you on this later?
All of your competitors said the same thing. Then I allowed them to sample my product.
Okay, sure. But before I do that, you don't mind if I make a call?
Certainly.
Hey, Tony, what's doing? It's Bill Nocelli. Hey, yeah, what's up? Yeah, I saw the new Little League uniforms with your farm's logo. Well, that sucks for me. Now I have to bear the shame. My son has to wear his baseball uniform with my competitor's logo on the back. Yeah, it's too funny. Huh? Yeah, well, everything's good over here. Yeah, just a quick question. Look, strawberry season. Yeah, I know, it's sucking big time. But hey, do you buy a shipment for the festival from... Yeah, you did. Well, that might change things for... Yeah, well, all right then. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, will do. See you, bye.
And so?
Well, he bought from you, all right.
Aren't you a little bit sorry you doubted me?
Ah, you can't blame a fella.
I understand completely. It's so hard with all those underhanded people taking advantage of the hard-working Joes out there. So, what did he say?
That I really have to try one, and then I'd see.
This is about as close as I'm comfortable getting near to this place, Rabbi Berman.
This won't do. I need to see it closer up.
You can see well enough from behind this fence, can't you?
I see a slew of old World War II era planes and tanks and such.
Yes, the owner of the property, the recently deceased Mr. Wenzel, he was the keeper of this collection. The reason we visited this place to begin with was that we saw one of these planes flying over the town, and it led us here. However, if it were one of these planes, it wouldn't have been possible. There isn't a functioning motor in the whole lot. It's just an elegant scrapyard.
If I ponder long enough, I may derive a logical explanation of some sort with regard to that. No, more interested in this moving clay you claim to have seen on this property.
So you're prepared to accept
the only thing I'm prepared to accept, Mr. Sheldon, is the opportunity to examine the soil on this property. If you won't come with me, I shall go by myself.
No, you mustn't do that.
Excuse me, Mr. Sheldon.
Wait! Wait, please! My niece, Sissy. Something attacked her when she went in there. Something that came out of the ground.
Did you witness this with your own eyes?
Why, no, but I saw her wounds.
All right. I'm not about to call your niece a liar, but if there's anything to be done here, I need to see for myself. You don't have to come with me, Mr. Sheldon. I can take it from here, and everything you told me will remain confidential.
I can't let you go in there alone.
I believe you're someone who could be characterized as a romantic, Mr. Sheldon. Alas, I am not. Join me if you wish, but I'm going in.
Here you are, Bill. I have a whole carton full. Fresh, juicy, full of flavor.
Well, they certainly look good.
Try one. How good would those babies taste submerged in a bowl of heavy cream?
It doesn't need anything. My God, do you mind if I have another one?
Please do.
So good.
The best you've ever tasted, huh?
The best I've ever tasted.
The best you've ever tasted.
The best I've ever tasted.
Say it again.
The best I've ever tasted.
Again.
The best I've ever tasted.
Again.
The best I've ever tasted.
Once more.
The best I've ever tasted.
Come with me, Bill. We're going to take a little ride together.
Well, this is a tense and awkward moment. Oh, I don't think there's anything to worry about. Why don't we just take a little break here? Besides, I think there's something the folks who have sponsored this episode want you to hear.
Hello, friends! It's me, your favorite pitch woman, Casey LaForest, here with... Okay, excuse me. How about some manners, mummy dude? Can't you see you're interrupting my commercial here? Get lost!
Please, wait one moment.
Who are you?
I am Amun Bey, the master of Kamira, this ancient mummy you see before you.
Oh, great. Where should I send the gold medal?
Be still, mighty one. You don't understand. In life, Kamira was a god among men, but now he is most discontent ever since I revived him from his slumber.
Well, that's what happens when you wrap those bandages too tightly. Relax, dude. It's called a joke.
Kamira here once had flowing hair and was the desire of all the women in the land.
I think I see where this is going.
And now, poor Kamira is forced to walk the earth in great shame. He wears these bandages to conceal his hair loss. And his love life Let's just say he's stiff everywhere else.
Whoa,
but...
gotcha. Let's keep it clean, pal. Well, in that case, I'm glad you stopped by my booth
here. Yes, yes. I've heard wonderful things about this service, this thing.
Yes, it's called Hims. ForHims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED and hair loss. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. You get prescription solutions that are backed by science. Thanks to this thing called science, ED and hair loss can be optional.
Did you hear that, great one? Go on, please.
Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your ED, hair loss, or skincare issues.
Most interesting. Tell me, I'll tell us more.
Hey, I'm starting to think...
I'm asking for a friend here, that's all.
I noticed your hair is thinning a little. I mean, that's okay, Omen.
Amun! My name is Amun Bey.
It's okay, amigo. So, how long have you noticed that your friend has been having these issues?
About 6 months, I would say.
I think you're taking advantage of the fact that your friend's mouth is bandaged up right now.
No, no, it's him that's balding and can't get a date because of...
Edie?
Ah, don't say that!
It's okay, Amen.
Amun!
Amun. There's no need to be ashamed. Hims takes the shame out of dealing with these problems. There are no uncomfortable waiting rooms or awkward doctor visits, no lines. You can save hours by going to forhims.com. Okay, it's so easy. Answer a few quick questions, chat with the doctor for a review, plus it's totally confidential.
It is?
Yep. And get this, you and all the people listening to Fireside Mystery Theater.
You mean people are listening to us?
What do you think all these microphones are for? All right, listen, buddy, because this news is good. You can get started with Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Just go to forhims.com/fireside. That's forhims.com/fireside. I could write it out in hieroglyphics if that helps.
No, that won't be necessary. I think it's time for me to face certain things.
Oh, bravo! That's a huge step, Arlen Bay.
Amun!
Yeah, got it. Once again, get started with Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. Go to forhims.com/fireside. That's forhims.com/fireside. Well, I guess that's a wrap.
Well, now that was informative and useful. Let's just redirect our attention now and pick up where we left off only a few moments ago.
Leave your name, number, and a brief message after the tone.
Derek? Derek? Derek, old man. I know you're there. I'm sure of it. Your car is parked outside. I haven't seen you leave since you went inside earlier. Don't try to tell me otherwise, because I've been watching. Do me a favor, Derek. Do me a favor, and I'll do you a favor. Pick up the phone, my friend. Pick up the phone, and I won't come visit you in person. Ignore this call, and believe me, this will be the last time I'm going to try you by phone. I'm going to count back from 5. Now do yourself a favor. Don't wait for me to reach 1, 5, 4, 3, 2.
What is it? What the hell do you want from me?
Settle down, Mr. Hobney.
Settle down? Are you serious? Really?
Cool heads, Mr. Hobney. Cool heads. A cool head is what will make all of this work out. Speaking of cool heads, walk yourself over to the kitchen, to the fridge.
Why?
Just do as I say. You need to cool off. Go on.
Don't you order me around. I'm getting really sick of this.
Open the fridge. Open it. Or I'll come over and open it for you. Do it.
Yes. Yes, it was quite a scare, but I'm all right. Yeah, there's a good amount of damage to the living room, but the boys from Hook and Ladder Company 16 got here quick enough to get it all under control. Yes, you can tell the Elks I'll be making the rounds at the Strawberry Festival next week. I'll be there. Really? Oh, no, not a good season for our strawberries, huh? Damn it. I've never known that to happen in all my years. Yeah? All right, let's not all panic just yet. Let me have a think on it. I'm sure I can come up with some ideas as to how we can handle the situation. All right then. Well, you take care, Ellie. Thanks, yeah, thanks. Best to you and the family. Take care now. Bye. Damn it. That is not good.
No, that isn't good. Not at all.
Mother? I was wondering
what happened to me.
You're all right.
Yes.
We searched the place. We couldn't find you.
I've been in hiding for many years now. I know how to hide myself, how to keep myself hidden.
Well, just open up. Let me take a look at you. You're not hurt, are you?
Just leave me be. I'm resting now.
Mother.
Just leave the door closed. Diana.
Mother, I don't think you're all right. You must be hurt. You have to be.
I'm fine. I know how to take care of myself. Besides, what do you care?
What?
You knocked over my candle. The room caught fire and you abandoned me to the flames, didn't you?
No, I did not. You didn't want me to call for help. You were willing to die rather than blow your cover.
Did you even attempt to put the fire out?
I've never seen fire spread so quickly. I was scared. I didn't know what to do.
You knew what you were doing.
That's not true. Mother, please, let's just talk.
I really don't want to see you right now, Diana.
Mother.
I mean it. Leave me alone.
Mother, please, won't you just let me come in? Oh, no.
Don't bother. I've locked the door.
Mother, please. Well, I'm glad that you're all right. Mother? Mother, don't do this. I'm sorry. That wasn't what you think. Mother, jeez. I'm 47, and you know, it hurts me just as much now as it did when I was a little girl. You just shut me out. You lock your door like this. And I'm always alone on the other side. I'm 47, Mom, and I'm 47.
Me too. Oh,
So, how was your wander around of Sunken Harbor today, I sure hope you weren't eavesdropping or snooping where you shouldn't have. Well, my friend, it's getting close to the top of the hour. That next train will be here soon. What's that? You heard voices while you were out and about. Strange voices? Oh, I can explain. Those voices you heard were only James Reeser as Mr. J. Sheldon, Alan LaForest as Simon Perdido, Casey LaForest as Rabbi Rachel Berman, Mary Murphy as Lynn Belfair and Annie, David Linton as Derek Hobney, Michael Pate as Robbie Cobra Kleinman and Bill Nocelli, and a very fine actress named Ali Silva did a mostly convincing job portraying me, Mayor Diana Belfair. And wasn't that just a beautiful song? That was the amazing Ms. Martina Da Silva performing in the Sunken Harbor Park Bandstand, accompanied by Mr. Nico Slater. The tune was You Showed Me by Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival, Cool Heads, was written and researched by Sylvan Sandovar. The production was directed by Holly Payne Strange. Sunken Harbor, the Strawberry Festival was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed the theme music. The musical score was improvised by Nico Slater. The sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. The technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and the production coordinator is Bronte Shane Orengo. I have to say, this is a pretty darn good show, so listen to your friend, Mayor Belfair, and cast Fireside Mystery Theater that vote of confidence by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and review for the show there. Hey, I'm almost a Luddite, and even I managed to do it. So can you. Every rating and review you leave for this show allows this fine group of youngsters to keep casting their pods on the worldwide... whatever it is they call it these days. So just do it, okay? Oh, and what's this? Oh, thank you. My assistant just handed this memo to me. I see. It says here that by going to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch, listeners can purchase all sorts of cool swag with the Fireside Mystery Theater logo emblazoned upon it. You can get t-shirts, mugs, smartphone cases... if only they sold tote bags. Wait, they do sell tote bags. I'm going to order one of those for myself then. Wow, there are just too many different products listed here to choose from. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. I hear there may be some sales coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be expecting you to come back and see us soon in Sunken Harbor. I'm told there is a matter of something having to do with Sheldon's glove. Well, you certainly wouldn't want to miss that. This is your own loyal and tireless champion of the people, Mayor Diana Belfair, wishing you a good night. And something, something, something or other. Oh yes, do remember to mind the shadows.